Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, June 27th, 2016. Time for another edition of Weber This Week. The dog is in the kettle. A couple of special friends of mine and special guests on the show today. Kyle Black, the general manager of Seneca Metals. My friend Mark Benjamin, head of community relations for that company. They'll be in talking about some issues regarding Seneca Metals and the town of Seneca Falls and bring things into reality and find out where we are in regards to the discussion that has been the hotbed of the Finger Lakes and basically the town of Seneca Falls for several months. Gives me great pleasure to bring in Kyle Black. Kyle, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Harold. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
No problem. And Mark, good to see you again.
Harold, good morning.
Gentlemen, let's get right to it. We certainly wish that we didn't have to discuss these issues onward and onward. And I know, Kyle, you probably get very little sleep anymore because I see you at the board meetings, the town board meetings with Mark, and a lot of the employees show up. Let's talk about the number one issue that seems to always pop its ugly head, and that is the odor issues. I know you've sent out some, Mark sent me some information. I didn't bring it with me this morning, but you can give us an overview. The odor issue seems to be the paramount issue from people that I've talked to leading up to the show. I know you have done a lot of good things, and you're working on getting that remedied as best as you can. And I'll tell you, as a personal resident of the town of Seneca Falls, me and Mary drive around a lot, and there are times where we smell the odor, but there are times where you don't smell a thing. So give us an update where we are and where we're going to go with this.
Well, thanks, Harold. And yes, we've come a long ways in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. We obviously had some odors that we impacted our neighbors. We impacted Waterloo. We impacted Seneca Falls this winter. And we've been working very hard. Our crew of nine dedicated professionals, plus we've had three contractors in there. We've installed 40 brand new wells and about 75 new pumps. Mm-hmm. And we've basically seen our landfill gas production getting into our gas system, going over to make renewable energy, increase about 20% on those efforts. So the fruits of the labor are really starting to happen with the with the work that we've been able to do here with us, even into the late mild winter, into the spring. Mm-hmm. And we really look forward to continue that work. We've bid our capping projects, so the western expansion is going to be about 50 acres of cap put down that will continue to enhance and keep those landfill gas odors inside the landfill and in our pipes and heading over to REA Energy to make some renewable energy.
So basically, for our viewers this morning, Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin, Seneca Metals, joining us this morning on the Weber Show. So basically, you're making progress. You continue to make progress, and the ultimate goal is to try to get it as best as it can be.
Absolutely. We're about the month of May, odor complaints were down almost 48%. We continue to see that trend in June. Mm-hmm. We are an operating landfill. During the day, when you drive by the landfill, there is a possibility that you're going to smell the potential operating odor of the landfill. Now, we also are utilizing our odor misting systems, and we've also tried another product that we found to help mitigate that odor specifically. Mm-hmm. So we're continuing to try all this new technology, all these new products that are proven to be environmentally safe and hopefully minimize the odors to so we don't get any.
And by the way, Mark, you can Mark and Kyle, you can both take this question. You've got some great employees out there, some friends of mine that work at Seneca Metals. They make a good salary. They enjoy their work. They're dedicated. They're family members. They're churchgoers. They go to raffles. They spend money, restaurants, bars, whatever, to enjoy themselves. Mark, why don't you take this? What is the mood of the employees based on the swirling discussions that have been nonstop regarding Seneca Metals and the town of Seneca Falls? What is their feeling right now? They feel like they're being a scapegoat, what's their reaction that you talk to?
Well, I think if you took a look a few months ago, it was kind of a negative energy. But I tell you what, as we've come together and really coalesced around the fact that we're all here together working in the same direction for the environment, for the community, it's been really positive.
Mm. And Kyle, would you echo those sentiments?
I would absolutely echo it. I think everybody's seen the strong showing we've had at the board meetings, the strong showing of support to show the town that it's not just Mark and myself presenting. Right. Our employees are there as well, representing the fact that we do it right every day, all day. And mm-hmm. those are the people that are doing it, and they care. They care about the community. They care about the town board. We apologize for these odors.
Sure.
We're fixing them, and we're gonna keep them where we need to keep them.
And by the way, kudos to Supervisor Greg Lazzaro. I will give him credit for one thing, and that is, of course, the ability to allow people to get up and speak at the town meetings. The numbers are pretty high. One night it was 65, I believe. And, you know, that's the democratic process. That's what we live in America. People have opposing views. And certainly I want to send out kudos to Lazzaro for doing that. And I think giving people a chance to get the issue off their chest, and I think keep it within the realm of reality relative to being professional. I don't think anybody should be carried away. That's my personal opinion. Has no opinion of Finger Lakes One. I just think we need to keep it somewhat reasonable. There are issues. Kyle has explained the issues. You know the issues if you're watching this morning. He's working. His team is working as hard as they can to rectify those concerns. We're going to talk to Kyle in a minute about the local law scenario that has been bannered around here. But let's go to Mark and talk about Mark, of course, involved in community relations, helping out a lot of different causes. And Mark, let's start off with our friend Marcy has reminded me to make sure that we plug this good old 5K Race for Hunger. It's going to be a sunset run with incredible music from Sarah and Joel Mull, and complimentary beer from Wagner Brewing Company. For all runners after the race, you must be 21 or over to receive the complimentary beer. I passed that test only by 50 years. Proceeds from the 5K Race for Hunger benefit the House of Concern, a very active local food pantry that services hundreds of families in need. And Mark, I don't need to say much more than that. You certainly are, obviously, the company's involved in that, and that's a great cause.
Absolutely, Harold. Thank you. You know, August 27th, 6:30 yep. p.m. Last year we had over 150 runners. This year we hope to hit close to 200 runners, and we're really excited. Again, Sarah and Joe Mall with the live music, and we'll kind of have a little gathering after the race and just have a good time. And we took on a new race coordinator a year or two ago, Jen Stanton, and she's done a really great job at bringing this together for us.
And Jimmy, I think I'll have a local link on our fingerlakes1.com to get involved in registering for said event, correct? So we'll have that out there for Jimmy to have on Finger Lakes One, and you can link in and sign up and register.
Very good. Thank you, Harold.
No problem. And Mark, what other things are you involved in? I know you're involved in a lot of different activities, and you and Kyle gives the blessing, and the management team gives the blessing for helping out other organizations. Talk a little bit about some of that.
Yes, Harold, you know, it's a busy time of year this year.
Just
this last weekend, we were talking about graduations, and I had the opportunity to attend graduations and award some local graduates scholarships. Mm. And what we do is we have eight local scholarships that we do. It's called the Peter K. Thumler Memorial Scholarship Award. And what those do is those go to outstanding graduates who are furthering their studies in environmental science, conservation, or related field of study. You know, again, just one of our pieces of environmental stewardship to encourage conservation, environmental stewardship. And, you know, and it doesn't just start and end with high schoolers leaving.
Right.
You know, what we do here with the younger kids, for example, at Frank Knight Elementary, we help them with their recycling initiatives, and we've been helping that for a couple of years, and hopefully we can expand that to Katie Stanton this coming school year.
Mm. Katie Stanton brings back memories. My brothers and we used to play behind the Katie Stanton school way back when. There used to be a baseball field out there, and spent a lot of time. We lived on Spring Street. That was our homestead, and
we used to run over
to Katie Stanton.
And the other thing I'll add to that,
yep.
hopefully... Some of those high schoolers that are moving on and taking the environmental field will come back and potentially work for us.
That's right.
We've got a great young man working for us now, David Panucci, local kid.
Yep.
Graduated from Clarkson, and
sure.
He's one of our environmental engineers. So there are opportunities again with the work that we do here. So hopefully some of that hometown talent will come back to us.
That's great. Hey, and by the way, we're going to take a commercial break in a couple of minutes. I want to remind everybody that, speaking of events, there's a lot of events coming up. It's hard to believe it's almost July, isn't it? Weird. Being the 27th today. Canal Fest. Yeah, baby. Canal Fest coming up, baby. I got the old sign here. And that was out of the Canal Fest coming up on July 8th, 9th, and 10th. I don't know if Kyle remembers the old Aqua Festival.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was a lot of laughs. Absolutely. Oh, boy. I can't recall many of those nights, but it was a good time. I can tell you that. We used to enjoy that. Jimmy, you remember that, right? The old Aqua Festival? You were just a kid then. Yeah, just a youngin. But anyways, July 8th, 9th, and 10th, close by, right around the corner, down the hill. It'll be Friday night, 5 to 11, Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 8. Fireworks will be Saturday at 10 o'clock. And it'll be the 15th annual WR2R Music Festival in People's Park all 3 days. Fireworks, duck races, rides, food, crafts, music, boats, and a whole lot more. Looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. The Canal Fest kicks off July 8th here in the good old town of Seneca Falls. Let's take a minute and scroll our commercials. Speaking of commercials, Kyle and Mark were nice enough to come on as a sponsor of the show. And we also are going to be welcoming a brand new sponsor we just landed last week. Another great enterprise that's going to be open in February. That, of course, is Del Lago Resort and Casino has joined us. They'll show their banner and their comments will be on our show, which will be July 11th, since next week, folks, me and Jimmy need a day off. It's July 4th. Give us a break. You can't expect us to be here. We'll come back with more after we check out our sponsors. Cayuga Lake National Bank. Visit Bill Ryan and his team for all of your banking needs. Offices in Union Springs and Aurora, a fine sponsor of this show for over 30 years. DA Liquor on Bridge Street in Seneca Falls. Amy Padula and her team will find the right spirit for you every time. When you stop in, tell Amy the dog sent you. Steve Wadhams and Wadhams Enterprises, your local employer of choice. Proud supporter of Weber This Week and local athletics. Fill out an application at wadhams.com. The Gould Hotel welcomes you to come out and enjoy the revitalization of this historic downtown Seneca Falls landmark. Every Wednesday is Ladies' Night with special price drinks and half-priced appetizers. Learn more at thegouldhotel.com. The Omen Theater on William Street in Lyons. See what's playing this week at omentheater.com. Located off New York State Thruway Exit 41, the McGee Diner has earned their reputation as a popular family restaurant, serving country fresh home-cooked meals daily. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and check out their menu at mcgeediner.com. Seneca Metals is an award-winning company that has earned a reputation of going above and beyond to protect the environment and support their community. As an EPA inspector once said, their operation is head and shoulders above the rest. Live, laugh, and eat well. It's the Italian way. It's also the Cicino's way. Cicino's is now offering online web ordering. Fast, easy, reliable, and secure. Order now using your mobile device, computer, or tablet. Located on Main Street in Waterloo, 401 Exchange Street in Geneva. Place your order today at cicinos.com. The Seneca Falls Country Club. Awesome 18-hole layout. Open to the public and a 12-month payment plan for members. Come try the par the par 416th, the toughest hole in Central New York. Check out SenecaFallsCountryClub.com. And the Newark Pilots of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League, a minor league team with a major league ballpark. Season ticket packages available at NewarkPilots.com. And the Wilson Press in Seneca Falls. My good pal Rich Rickey and his team can handle all of your printing and mailing needs. Visit them online at WPress.com. Rich Rickey and Wilson Press, a fine sponsor of Weber This Week. Welcome back, everybody. The dog in the kennel. I had a little rain this morning. Boy, we need a little rain, too, man. I'll tell you what. Dry? Oh, has it been dry? Nothing like a few showers, but hopefully it'll clear so we can get out and play some golf. Hey, by the way, before we get back to Kyle and Mark on a couple of sports comments, we need to send some love, Jimmy, to our friend Red Lorenzetti, the great Turning Stone Resort and Casino down there. They got some beautiful golf courses. Jimmy, you've had the opportunity to play them. I have had the opportunity a few years ago to play a couple of those courses. They're hosting the very celebrated PGA Championship event. That's not the PGA professional event, even though the top 20, these are PGA professionals around the country, 312 players to top 20 get to the real PGA, which is the big money deal coming up in a few weeks, Jimmy. And I know Red and his team.
It's the Club Pro National Club Championship, so it's their biggest tournament of the year. Is the benefit, the top 20 go to the PGA Championship in Baltimore, which is the golf's professional golf's fourth major. So it's pretty cool. It's on Golf Channel. So if you ever played those courses, and you can go watch on Golf Channel. And I know that Eric was really excited about it. And a lot of his friends from when he was in Wisconsin are playing in it. So it's a big day for
our buddy Red.
Turning Stone and all the club pros that are there.
So, yeah, it's on Golf Channel. As a matter of fact, I pre-taped the next few rounds in case I'm not home. Another topic that I have to comment on before we get to Smoke Man Tony Stewart. You know, I watch a little bit of baseball, not as much as I used to. But I remember when the Atlanta Braves were one of the best teams in baseball every year. Their great pitching and their great management. I watched the Braves-Mets the other night, and I got to be honest with you, Mark and Kyle, it was sad. It was a Friday night, and they panned the crowd on a Friday night. The weather was perfect. There might have been 700 people in the stadium. Maybe 700. Some nights I think the Newark Pilots that we sponsor and we're friends with the Ullman family who owns that, they get more fans than that. It was sad. It was absolutely sad to see how far that franchise has gone steeply down a slippery slope. It's amazing. Just amazing. I mean, what happened? Nobody's showing up, and I don't know why the cameras do this. They pan the crowd, Kyle, and all these empty seats on a Friday night. It really, I have to bring up that. I'm thinking, if you're an Atlanta Braves fan, and I think Leslie Holman, speaking of our sponsor, I think she is a Braves fan. Leslie, hang in there, honey. Get that Aleve out. Get some pills working. Oh, my God, that is sad. On a Friday night, I don't think it was over. It looked like 700 people. And, Kyle, something you're passionate about, and so am I. You're a race fanatic. Tony Stewart, 84 race drought has ended yesterday. Talk a little bit about that. You're a big fan.
Oh, yeah. What a race. What a day. Tony's kind of been thrown to the
–
it's his retirement year, and so everybody's kind of already throwing him out the window. But I think he proved yesterday that he still knows how to get it done.
That's great.
To hold off those Denny Hamlin and Carl Edwards there at the end and have to actually pass Denny back and take the lead. It shows that the fire still burns in the old guy. You know, good for him. He's going to be in the chase now, and that's just awesome. Hopefully he wins it.
Pretty amazing in the world of Sprint Cup Series. Jeff Gordon retires, and now Tony Stewart. A couple of legendaries.
Absolutely. A
couple of true legends.
They got a lot of good young kids coming in, though, so hopefully the sport will stay strong for a while.
That's right. Yeah, you're right. They do have some up-and-coming kids. Kyle, let's talk about with Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin. Before we go to Kyle, Mark, we talked about the 5K race coming up. You're involved in other things. Give us a quick synopsis of what you've been doing with a couple other organizations.
Yes. Well, speaking of running, we were just recently participated in the Women's Right to Run 19K.
Great.
One of the programs leading up to race day was on Friday morning. The organization brought in Catherine Switzer.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Who was the first woman to officially run the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
And so we helped that organization bring Catherine Switzer in, and what a great program. I had the opportunity to sit and listen, and very inspiring. It was a terrific program. Mm. So, again, one of those other things that we do, you know, and helps outside the classroom to make this community great.
That's right. And, by the way, speaking of that race, the 19K, Katie McIntyre, Menzo Case, and all those folks really did a great job. Katie worked around the clock on that one.
Absolutely. I believe they had over 1,000 registered runners. It was a great day. My son and I ran the 5K together, and then we had a great time.
That's neat. Yeah, they're actively involved, a lot of different things in the area, and they will continue. Kyle, we'd be remiss if we didn't bring up the famous Local Law 7, I guess, that is on the consideration aspect of the town board. It was brought up. It was, close to being, I guess, enacted or supposedly discussed it, and then they were put a pause on it. Where are you at as far as your feelings on that, and what can you do to share with our audience how you feel right now, where it stands in regards to the town making a decision or not making a decision?
Well, thanks, Harold. And so far where we're at is the town has tabled the public hearing on the local law. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that they continue this. We've had some great communications with mm-hmm. the town. Obviously, there's been the town board meetings. We actually just had the second town forum mm-hmm. last Wednesday. Right. Pretty good crowd, probably about 80 to 100 people. Mm-hmm. Better than half of it was, two-thirds of it was our employees. Again, great communication. We're there to answer questions. We're there to hopefully take the pressure off the town board mm-hmm. and answer these questions and deal with the facts mm-hmm. and deal with the information of what we do to protect the environment and protect this community and still run a very viable business that supports both this town and this whole community. Mm-hmm. So we've had a great communication with the town board the last month or so, and we hope to continue down that path of being able to get this local law put to rest.
Right.
The other thing I'll say about the local law is Ann Heinzman and the Farm Bureau and the farmers have really come out because this local law hits pretty hard home with them too, mm-hmm. with some of the things they do.
Right.
So I think the town has properly stepped back, taken a breath, and they're really looking at, does this law make sense for us, or can we just work with these businesses, because businesses are important. All businesses are important to this community. And I think that's the tack that the town board's taking, and I applaud them for that and look forward to continue to doing that. Because we don't get anywhere with putting out
yep.
erroneous information and not facts. We get places by communicating, by compromising, by working together. And that's all what we've always wanted to do and what we'll always continue to do with this community.
Well, certainly from my point of view, since I host this show, I've noticed, I've watched you speak at many of these different venues, and I've watched Mark speak and write notes to people regarding the issues. And the thing that always stuck in my craw, and that's a good thing for you from my point of view, is the fact that a lot of people who run that operation, like yourself, I know a lot of my friends, knowing the adversarial relationship that was the beginning of it, when there was some hot feelings between both the town board and taking shots at Seneca Metals, a lot of people that weren't Kyle Black probably could have taken a different view and a much more, you want to play this game, we'll see you in court, and let's bring it to litigation, let's find out what the judges and these court systems think. But you, and to your credit, you've been able to keep your temperament cool, calm, and collected. I don't know what you say to yourself when you're home by yourself having a beer, but that's a testimony to you. And to me, I know a lot of people, trust me, and that would have gotten some red sores and said, hey, you want to play this game, we can play it our way or your way or whatever way. You want to sit down and discuss it like human beings, like adults, work on the issues, which you're doing, and then bring it to a fruition down the road to the best of both parties. And I give you credit for that.
Well, thank you, Harold. And yeah, it again,
yeah,
coming together and going to court and all those things,
yeah.
There's no good resolution for that other than the lawyers. And
exactly.
There's already way too many of them making way too much money.
Bingo.
So, again, I think me living here my whole
right.
life, understanding how intertwined this landfill's been in the community, yeah. seeing the good, the bad, the ugly, but seeing way more good than bad and ugly, I really felt it was key to take that challenge on. And I get that a lot. A lot of people say, I wouldn't want your job. And I said, well, I actually wanted this job. I took it because I know the great things. I know the great people. I know the team. I know how we protect the environment. I know what we do for this whole community, and we can continue to do that for a lot of years. And given the fact of what's happened around here with job losses, and again, look really forward to Lago coming in.
Yep.
But the bottom line is we've lost a lot, and we need to at least hold serve with what we got here now. And putting businesses out of business, doesn't matter if it's a one-person operation or if it's a 100-person operation,
yep,
is not good for this area.
And I think you hit it right on the head, too. You're a local person, so you know the area. You've lived in the area. You buy your food in the area. You take your kids to places in the area. I mean, you're involved in the area, and it would have been maybe a scary thought to think that there was somebody else running the show that wasn't from the area, because that person's view might be a little different. So keep up the good work, and certainly the dialogue will continue, and hopefully reasonable minds will come to a decision to not affect adversely Seneca Metals and not affect adversely the town of Seneca Falls. I think there is a medium that can be reached, and I think you and your team are doing the best you can relative to getting it figured out. And there'll be days where they'll smell something, and there'll be days that it will bother them, and your number will get called, and your team will react to it. But I think based on what you said earlier in my show, you've got remedies, you've got a plan, and you're working to that plan. And we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. That's a great summary, Harold. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Well, that's why I sit over here, and you know, that's why I get paid $2 an hour for doing this job. Jimmy just gave me a raise, by the way. Hey, we got to talk, Mark, about a lot of things happening this summer. Certainly look forward to the 5K, and certainly I know you are actively involved in doing other things, and look forward to seeing how those turn out.
Absolutely, Harold. Hopefully we'll see you on the trail running with us at the 5K.
That ain't going to happen. I'll be sitting in Kyle's back of his truck sucking down a Coors Light.
Yeah, actually, we just had a meeting last week with AES, our
yep,
contractor that's doing the monitoring and maintenance of the wetlands, and a lot of great stuff going out of there, a lot of new bird species showing up, a lot of new things. So we really encourage people to, you know, don't just come for the 5K. Come take a walk around. It's a really cool setting. You'll see some really cool stuff.
I wrote you a note. I said, Marcy, your fine girl out there did a spectacular job giving the dog a tour of the facility. So she's excellent.
Absolutely.
She's a winner. So without further ado, we appreciate you guys coming in, spending some time with us this morning, and we'll have you come back in a few months and give us further updates if it's okay with you.
Absolutely.
So we're looking right now as we move into July, maybe sometime in the September timeframe. What do you think, Mark?
Look forward to it.
Look forward to it. So thank you very much again. Mark Benjamin, Head of Community Relations for Seneca Meadows, and Kyle Black, the General Manager. Guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Harold.
All right, folks, let's remind everybody we got a couple upcoming shows we're going to talk about here as we close in on 10 a.m. this morning. Next week, of course, myself and Jimmy and the team will be off. Obviously, it's July 4th. We look forward to a little barbecue and maybe a cold beer somewhere next Monday. We won't be here on the 11th. It's going to be a funny show. I'm really looking forward to this one. There are some shows that I put together that I find more captivating and sort of fun. I don't bet the horses per se. I bet just me and my wife have a tradition. We bet the Triple Crown, the Derby, the Preakness, and a Belmont. She bets 2-2-2. It's not her money. I put it up. But anyways, then I bet on a couple of nags in that race, and then I bet the Preakness and the Belmont. And you go up to OTB right outside of Seneca Falls. Again, I go in there maybe 3-4 times a year, one time other than the Triple Crown. And there's two ladies that are fixtures there that take your money and give you your ticket back for the horse you want to bet. And they take a bet on any racetrack in the country, obviously. And Angie DeMarco's been doing OTB work for 23 years. 23 years. She's been involved in the OTB. And she's a sweetheart. And I say that because I know a lot of her relatives watch the show. So I just called Angie a sweetheart. Make note of that. And there's another lady that works out there, Shannon Avon. Her name is Shannon Avon. And I call her Avon Calling. You know, Avon. So they will be here on the 11th talking about what it's like to work at OTB. So I thought that'd be a new twist on this show, and I'm looking forward to it. And Angie's excited. She got all of her friends ready to watch the show on July 11th. We look forward to it. Then on the 18th, we're bringing in a gentleman who I had on the show, golly, Jimmy, a year and a half, 2 years ago, Kingsley Kabari. He just bought the fitness center from Ron Talomi, right, Jimmy?
Yep.
So Kingsley, who was on this show a couple years ago, has bought the business, and he'll be here on the 18th of July. And speaking of DeLago, I would be remiss thanking them for coming on as a sponsor, which we will show their ad on the 11th. We thank those folks for coming on board. And I want to thank Juliana Monticello, the PR director of DeLago, who got that approved. The other thing is, speaking of DeLago, we're going to do a lot of shows on their executives. We're looking to try to get Jerry Moran in here. He's the newly hired vice president of HR. We're trying to get him in there. And on August 1st, the old show, and maybe Kyle and Mark remember a show called My Three Sons. We're going to have all three sons of the Wilmots. Jimmy's been on before, but Tom Jr.'s been on before. We never have had Paul on. He's the vice president of construction for Wilmorite. He'll be here, so we'll have all three of them in the studio. My Three Sons, we're calling it, on August the 1st, and they'll give us progress reports like nobody else can since it's their business. So look forward to that on August the 1st. So speaking for Kyle Black and Mark Benjamin, along with Jimmy Sonicrobe, it's the dog, bidding you a farewell. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you on July 11th. Happy 4th to you early on.